Hare Krishna, question is, can only a Nitya Siddha or Uttama Adhikari be a Guru? And the answer is that nowhere in the Shastra it is stated that a Guru has to be a Nitya Siddha only or Uttama Adhikari. In fact, in Mahabharata and other Shastras, there is mention of etiquettes or considerations for rejecting Guru, which a disciple should follow in case a Guru falls down. This itself means that a Guru is not necessarily a Nitya Siddha. Lord Chaitanya said, whoever knows the science of Krishna can become a Guru. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada stated many times that for preaching we require many gurus, and stated whoever sincerely follows Guru Parampara can become Guru. In fact, he instructed us to become gurus, to give siksha and diksha both. Now, gurus can be at different stages of devotion, right from upper stages of Kanishtha to Madhyama to Uttama. Mostly those who are preachers are the Madhyamas because they can discriminate, whereas the Kanishtha and Uttama can't. Lower level Kanishtha sees Lord in temple, but aren't respectful to devotees because they think devotees are ordinary. Whereas Uttama can't because they see everyone as a devotee rather than himself due to his intense humility. If a Uttama is to preach, then he has to step down to Madhyama in order to discriminate. This is very rare and generally happens with the Uttama who is a Saktavesh Avatar like Srila Prabhupada and Narada. The more Guru is advanced, the more he can inject Krishna consciousness to others. Like a Prem Bhakta can bestow prema to others and uplift non-devotees' fate to asakti, whereas a bhava bhakta can bestow bhava to others, bhava to other devotees and uplift non-devotees' fate to ruchi, and a naishtika bhakta can make other devotees' devotion steady and can create shraddha in non-devotees. In Act of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada recommends it's best to take siksha from Uttama and comments that the guidance of Madhyama and Kanishtha is insufficient for the disciple. Although Uttama's guidance is best, but the most important consideration in ISKCON is since it's a preaching mission, most of the gurus will be Madhyama. And one might think whether can we advance further or not under their guidance. But in ISKCON, because we all follow Srila Prabhupada, who is not only an Uttama, but also a Saktavesh Avatar. So whoever is repeating Srila Prabhupada, we can take their shelter and advance to the stage of Uttama if we follow our guru's guidance and preach. Then Srila Prabhupada himself will uplift us to the stage of Uttama or send us back to Godhead. This happens because Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya wanted and instructed all of us to preach. And since Srila Prabhupada is Uttama Adhikari, by following him, we are taking Uttama guidance from his representatives. So by the special mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, one will attain that stage if one preaches and sincerely follows the process Srila Prabhupada has given us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.